శ్రీవిగ్రహాదానిత్యనానాం సింహారతన్మందిరమార్జనాదం యుక్తశ్చ భక్తాంశ్చ నిజం యతోపి వందే కులశంకర నారవిందం.
హరే కృష్ణ. నౌ ద గోల్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ టు ఎంజాయ్, ఈట్ డ్రింక్ అండ్ బీ మెరీ యాజ్ ద కర్మీస్ థింక్. బికాస్ ఈవెన్ దోస్ హు ట్రై టు ఈట్ డ్రింక్ అండ్ బీ మెరీ, దే ఆర్ నాట్ హ్యాపీ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్. ఎవెన్చువలీ ద సఫరింగ్స్ కమ్, లైక్ యూ త్రో ఎ బాల్ ఆన్ ద బాల్ కమ్స్ బ్యాక్ టు యూ. సిమిలర్లీ వాట్ ఎవర్ వీ డూ ఇట్ కమ్స్ బ్యాక్. ఇన్ దిస్ వే ఇఫ్ వన్ ట్రైస్ టు ఎంజాయ్ లైఫ్, ఎవెన్చువలీ దే సఫర్. బట్ దర్ ఆర్ ఇంపర్సన్లెస్ హూ సే వీ వాంట్ టు పుట్ అ ఫుల్ స్టాప్ టు సఫరింగ్ అండ్ వీ వాంట్ టు ఎంజాయ్. హౌ? By merging into the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. So that is their goal. But a bhakta, a devotee of the Lord, doesn't aspire for any of these two. He doesn't aspire to enjoy in this world, or he doesn't aspire to enjoy by merging into God. Rather, he knows very well the goal of life is not to free ourselves from samsara, but to strike our loving relationship with Krishna. And how do we do that? We don't have knowledge about Krishna. We don't know about the qualities of Krishna. We don't know about his nature of Krishna. And in this way, Guru not only gives us knowledge, he not only gives us the holy names, but he also gives us the Shri Vigraha. Shri Vigraha is called as Archa Vigraha. And what is Archa Vigraha Murti, deity form of the Lord? It is a spiritual form which is visible to our material eyes. The Archa Vigraha of Krishna, we have Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra. These lordships, they are, it is Sakshat Krishna, but he is appearing in this world in a way that we can see him. So spiritual master gifts the disciple with the Shri Vigraha, deity form, and he personally bathes the Lord, dresses the Lord with beautiful outfits, decorates him with beautiful ornaments, and he performs puja for him, and he performs the prana pratishtha by which he welcomes the Lord to come and live in the midst of us and give an opportunity for all the devotees to see him, touch him, serve him, feed him, bhoga. In this way, by doing all these things, the Archa Vigraha very mercifully giving these opportunities to the disciples through the Guru, who teaches the disciple how to do that successfully. In this way, Krishna gradually enters into the hearts and minds of those who faithfully worship him, taking guidance from the Guru. In this way, the Lord enters the mind of the devotee, and in the mind of the devotee the Lord's form can be seen. Sometimes the devotee gets even dreams of the deity form of the Lord. In this way the Guru teaches the disciple how to approach the Lord in the deity form and how to strike a relationship with him. If it was not for Guru, it is not possible for the disciple to develop such a kind of faith, because Guru is sent by Krishna. Just like when Dhruva Maharaj was going to the forest, at that time Lord Vishnu told Narada, go to the Madhuvan jungle, and there is a boy, Dhruva, who has arrived there searching for me. So there is a wonderful preaching opportunity for you. Go there, give him knowledge about me. So Lord Vishnu sent him. And then Narada told him, make a deity form of the Lord. You know, you offer some flowers to him, offer some bhoga to him every day. And in this way you will develop love for him. So as Narada taught Dhruva, similarly our Guru teaches us how to worship the Shri Vigraha, Aradhana, how to cleanse the temple, how to punctually worship the deity, and how to be obedient to the Guru's instruction. Because in the initial stage we need obedience, but eventually we will develop spontaneous love over a period of time. In this way, by assisting Guru and by being obedient to Guru and by serving the deity form of the Lord Archa Vigraha, it's only a matter of time a devotee's firm faith will become fixed in the form of Krishna. And as he hears from the Guru about Krishna's name, form, qualities, activities, pastimes, then a devotee can easily relate these pastimes to the deity form of the Lord. In this way, a devotee completely becomes perfect and becomes cleansed of all contaminations in the mind. So to such a Guru, we should offer obeisances at his lotus feet and receive his good instructions very obediently. Hare Krishna.